And it's now time for your Daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, Major League Baseball has finally acknowledged what death makes obvious. Even the most severe punishments can't last forever. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred announced this week that Pete Rose and shoeless Joe Jackson will be removed from baseball's ineligible list, potentially opening their path to the Hall of Fame. And the decision reminds us that while justice does indeed matter, mercy eventually has its day. Religion remains under siege in our universities as Columbia stands accused of targeting a Catholic student for simply stating his faith. The student's offense? Social media posts declaring God doesn't teach us that we can change our gender, and also questioning gender ideology in a conversation with a Catholic friar. Meanwhile, the Episcopal Church has abandoned principles of compassion by refusing to resettle white South African refugees, explicitly citing its commitment to racial justice. The church is terminating its government resettlement agreements rather than help the people that President Trump extended refugee status to amid concerns of racial discrimination and land confusion. You could say that maybe some churches are more committed to progressive politics, but that would just make it sound like the Episcopal Church is actually a church. It is not. And speaking of Trump, the administration continues dismantling the taxpayer-funded infrastructure of progressive activism. HHS has canceled a $538,000 grant to a notorious abortion researcher whose study has been used to justify abortion for years. The administration also stripped Harvard of an additional $450 million in federal funding, bringing total cuts to nearly $2.5 billion. The Joint Task Force to Combat Anti-Semitism cited Harvard's failure to confront the pervasive race discrimination and anti-Semitic harassment plaguing its campus. The response of Harvard rebranding its DEI office to Community and Campus Life while suing in order to keep the government money flowing without oversight. To India now, where there's a stark reminder of abortion's victims beyond the unborn. A 23-year-old student died from excessive blood loss after being coerced into a chemical abortion by her professor, who did not want his new wife discovering their affair. The 45-year-old assistant professor now faces murder charges. Despite abortion industry assurances of the pill's safety, studies show chemical abortions are four times more dangerous than surgical ones, with 6% of women requiring emergency room visits. Yeah, when the abortion activists talk about choice, they rarely mention those pressured into decisions that end two lives instead of one. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.